Instructions for Talking Book Users. Of making many books, there is no end. These words from Ecclesiastes are just as true today as in biblical days, and the making of many books is one of the chief tasks of the Division for the Blind of the Library of Congress. The making of books in a form which can be read and enjoyed by those who cannot see to read print. The talking book has both advantages and disadvantages, most of them well known to every user. You will shortly hear of ways of overcoming the disadvantages. At the moment, we would like to tell you how to increase the advantages. To be able to read the book you want when you want it is not always possible. This goal can be brought closer to realization if you'll let us know the books you would like to have recorded. When you feel a book that has not been recorded should be made available, drop a line to the Division for the Blind, Library of Congress, Washington 25, D.C. Your vote for a title may well be the deciding factor in having it recorded. Because of the high cost of talking books, great care is taken to produce those which will be of the greatest value to the largest number of persons. Our advisory committees use all available resources in evaluating possible titles for production. Naturally, a direct indication from a large number of readers that a particular book is wanted and will be read will carry a great deal of weight. In all libraries, and at times even in bookstores, there just aren't enough copies of books to meet all requests immediately. In your Library for the Blind, this is particularly true, and you may have to wait sometimes for a long time before your turn comes for a popular book. The prompt return of a book immediately after it's read means that someone else will get it that much quicker. You too will get your chance earlier if others return the book as soon as possible. If you want to make sure that you always have a book on hand to read, you should let your library know by sending it a fairly long list of titles. It will help if you're specific in your instructions as to whether you want a book a week or one each month, or just how many books you want at a time and how often. If you let books pile up at home, your library will cut down on the number sent you, or may stop altogether. Common sense and the willingness to cooperate will help you get the type of service you want. If you experience difficulty, or if for any reason you're not satisfied, please feel free to write to your library and give details. We at the Division for the Blind of the Library of Congress shall be glad to help at any time that a problem cannot be solved locally. As a reader of talking books, you should be receiving free of charge every 2 months a copy of Talking Book Topics, which describes the new books made available for you. The last page is a checklist which should be marked and sent to your library so that it will know which titles you want. If you are not now receiving Talking Book Topics, let your library know and they will see to it that your name is added to the mailing list. The following material has been provided by the Division for the Blind, Library of Congress, Washington, D.C., with the purpose of aiding the blind user to understand the Talking Book program, of instructing him in the correct handling and operation of the machine, and of teaching him to recognize common troubles. The subjects are as follows. Chapter 1, History of the Talking Book Machine. Chapter 2, Operation of the Machine. Chapter 3, Repair of the Machine. Chapter 4, Care of Records. Chapter 5, Packaging for Shipment. Note, each side of this record contains exactly the same material. Side 1, the Braille side, is recorded at a speed of 33 1/3 RPM. Side 2 is recorded at a speed of 16 2/3 RPM. Chapter 1, History of the Talking Book Machine. Since 1934, more than 100,000 machines have been produced and distributed to blind persons throughout the United States and its possessions. There have been a variety of models, and prior to 1946, units identified by serial numbers of 10, 11, 11A, 12, 18, 18B, 19, 20, 20A, 22, 25, and 30 were distributed. These had heavy tone arms and thick steel needles. Except for serial number 30,000, very few are in existence at the present time. In 1946, new models with lighter tone arms and thinner needles were produced, and these models are now identified by letters. Thus, in 1948, the model R came into existence, in 1949, the model S, in 1950, the model T, in 1952, the model A, 1954 the Model B, in 1956 the Model C. All the above units rotate at a single speed, 33 1/3 RPM. The Model D, produced in 1957, plays at two speeds, 33 1/3 and 16 2/3. With the advent of this model, an effort was made to standardize all future machines. In early 1958, the Model D1, nearly identical with the D unit, was distributed, and in December 1958, the Model AD was manufactured. At present, a large quantity of AD2 and AD3 units have been manufactured and distributed. Chapter 2. Operation of the machine. A. Description and precautions. The talking book machine is an electronic device designed and built to provide long, trouble-free service if properly handled. It has many features especially designed to be helpful to blind readers. This machine is for use with 110 to 120 volt alternating current, AC, only. Do not plug into a direct current, DC, outlet. All machines prior to the D units have one speed, that of 33 RPM. The D and AD models have two speeds, 33 RPM and 16 RPM. Record stops or spacers are provided properly to position 12-inch talking book records over the center post or spindle as easily as possible. On some of the later machines, starting with the B machines, a tone arm rest is provided to serve as a guide to lower the needle to the first groove of a 12-inch record. There are two controls. One is the on-off switch and volume control, and the other is the motor switch and tone control. Use the latter switch to start and stop the turntable when changing the record. The tone arm of the talking book machine is equipped with a pickup cartridge that has a sapphire or osmium needle. An instruction sheet for the use and handling of the needle is fastened inside the lid of the machine and should be followed closely. Do not tamper with the needle or cartridge unnecessarily, as they are designed for long service. A replacement needle will be required only after 6 months to 1 year's use and may be secured from the agency from which this machine is obtained. When requesting a replacement needle, the model and serial number of this machine must be stated. Some machines incorporate cartridges with dual needles mounted in one casing. One needle is used for operation and the other is a spare to be used when the first one is worn out. A swivel lever arm, part of the cartridge holder, especially in the Model D, is provided as a simple way of changing needles. When both needles in the cartridge are worn, the entire cartridge must be replaced. If the machine is equipped with a multi-speed motor, a lever will be found at the rear of the turntable. The motor is in the neutral position when the lever is over the single dot. The machine will reproduce records at 16 RPM when the lever is over the two dots, and those recorded at 33 RPM when the lever is over the three-dot position. The lever must be returned to neutral when not in use. Install the machine with all four rubber feet solidly on a level tabletop or other flat surface. Do not attempt to operate machine in any inclined or unbalanced position. Allow sufficient room for ventilation, and do not place either the machine or records near a stove, radiator, heating outlet, or plumbing fixture. Do not put any material under the machine, such as magazines, newspapers, etc. Save the shipping carton and inside packing for future use. Headphones may be used if desired by plugging them into the headphone jack on the left front corner of the machine, except that the jack in the T model is located in the upper right corner. Any standard type headphone will work satisfactorily with this machine. B. Operation. It is assumed that you've opened the talking book machine and turned the switches on the control knobs to the on positions, and the turntable is rotating at the speed of 33 RPM, that this test record has been placed on the turntable and you're now listening to it. In order to minimize accidental scratching of records by the needle, a different procedure of playing the records is suggested, that is, to start and stop the needle on a stationary record. The next record you play, try the following method. 1. Shift the lever to the proper speed. 2. turn only the volume control knob to the on position to allow the tubes to warm up. 3. Place the record on the stationary turntable. 4. Place the tone arm on the left-hand side of the armrest, if the machine is equipped with one, and permit the arm to slide onto the edge of the record. 5. Now, turn the tone control or turntable switch to the on position to rotate the turntable. To remove the record, reverse this procedure. 1. Turn the tone control switch to the off position. 2. Lift the needle arm to the armrest. Remove and replace the record. Using this procedure, you may lose a few words in the slow stop and start of the motor. However, scratching of the records may be eliminated. Chapter 3. Repair of Talking Book Machines. Machine repair is a major problem. For the past 20 years, machines from every part of the country were shipped to a single federal repair center. This system resulted in long delays due to shipment and repair, with possible severe damage to the machines in transit. In August 1958, the Division for the Blind, Library of Congress, approached this problem of repair from several directions. First, a minor repair program was sponsored to maintain and perform minor repairs on the machines locally. 48 out of 51 lending agencies cooperated and are presently making minor repairs on the machines. Second, a contract was awarded to a commercial firm to make major repairs on the machines on a nationwide scale. As a result, 26 major repair branches were designated throughout the country to handle all machines which could not be repaired locally by the agencies. Third, the production contract for new machines contained a provision which required that the manufacturer maintain and repair the new machines for a period of 4 months. The proviso contained the stipulation that all machines must be maintained in 65% of the cities in which lending agencies were established. These approaches have resulted in the following advantages: immediate service for the blind readers, machines returned to active use more quickly, more machines in circulation in the states, circulation of the machines within the territory in which they are distributed. Analysis of troubles. Since the talking book machines are constantly in use, a certain amount of wear and tear is inevitable. It is therefore incumbent upon the user of the machine to be able to recognize commonplace troubles and to learn what steps need be taken. A. Needles and cartridges. 1. Different model machines have different types of needles. For example, models RST and A models use osmium needles. Model B uses a type G needle. Model C uses a PowerPoint cartridge. Model D uses an American Clearamic cartridge in a swivel holder. Models D1 and AD use a static 85D cartridges in swivel holders. Only the exact needle or cartridge will fit a specific machine. When a needle is ordered, it is necessary to know the proper type. Therefore, the model and serial number of the machine must be given. The Division for the Blind, Library of Congress, is presently trying to standardize on one type of cartridge, the Astatic 85D1. A number of the machines in the field have already been modified with the Astatic cartridge. This may lead to temporary confusion in replacement. However, when in doubt as to the type of needle, it's a good idea to send the old one along with the request into the agency. 2. The needle will wear and become dull. This is how a worn needle sounds.
Would you send Mr. Murpurgo a telegram, Aunt Mary? A telegram, said Mama. Why, that would seem even stranger than a letter. That would seem strange enough to Mr. Murpurgo when he reads it. But no. Why do I not try the newspaper office?
If your needle is worn, request a change of needle. 3. It should be noted that all Model D machines are equipped with a swivel turnover cartridge that holds two needles. In order to use the spare needle, swing the lever which is on one side of the tone arm completely to the other side of the arm. When the lever is swung in a complete semicircle from one edge of the tone arm to the other, the spare needle is ready for use. 4. To replace needle cartridge combinations such as American Clear-Amic, PowerPoint, or Astatic 85D1, A. When both needles are worn, request that the cartridge needle assembly be replaced or replace it yourself. To perform this operation, take the following steps. 1. With one hand, hold the tone arm in the center or at the neck. 2. With the thumb and forefinger of the other hand, grasp the cartridge located at the end of the tone arm and pull it straight out. B. To replace the cartridge, 1. Hold the new cartridge with two fingers. 2. With the thumb of the other hand, locate the hole in the cartridge holder. 3. Using the thumb as a guide, insert the new cartridge into the holder. 4. Caution. Do not force the cartridge if it will not fit into the holder. The Astatic cartridge 85D1 and PowerPoint will fit in one position only. Turn the cartridge around until it fits. The American Clear-Amic cartridge is very difficult to insert into its holder. It presents a challenge to a blind person. C. Weak cartridge. When the cartridge is weak, the record player sounds like this.
I said I didn't see how we could wrap it, and couldn't we just tie a red ribbon around it and put it under the tree? But Johnny said no, it would have to be wrapped. This took two enormous pieces of the most expensive paper because the most expensive paper was gold.
To correct this condition, the cartridge must be replaced. If upon replacing the cartridge the sound does not improve, then the fault may lie with one of the tubes. In that case, the talking book machine should be sent back to the agency for correction. Caution. A wad of lint or dirt may have collected on the needle, which will cause a weak tone. A sighted person should check and remove this wad with a very soft brush. D. Machine does not operate. When the turntable does not start, make sure that, first, the placement of the lever for the adjustment of the speed is in the proper position. That is, providing your machine has two speeds. Second, check the volume control knob to determine that it has been turned to the on position. Third, check the tone control knob to determine that it has been turned to the on position. Fourth, if these three positions have been checked, then it is possible that the fuse is blown. Replace the fuse with a spare one. The size of the fuse is 1 ampere slow blow and can be purchased in any radio store. Incidentally, to replace the fuse in the D machine, you must use a screwdriver. All other fuses on other type machines can be changed by using one's fingers. Press down and twist. The fuse is held in a holder and can be extracted by pulling on both ends. The new fuse should be inserted into its holder before its replacement into the machine. Fifth, if the fuse is good, check for a bad tube by gently scraping the needle in the tone arm with your finger. If a scratching noise is heard in the speaker, then the tubes are good. Note, please be sure that the plug is in the outlet. By this time, if you haven't diagnosed the trouble, send the machine back to the agency. E. Hum. If there is excessive hum in the machine, reverse the position of the plug in the outlet. If this does not reduce the hum, then send it back to the agency for repair. Hum sounds like this.
There was a pause while we ate. I think I'd like to try it in an orthopedic hospital, she said. Polio children. The blue, brilliant swimming pool lay before us with the superbly healthy young Americans in and out of it in the bright sunshine.
F. Turntable troubles. 1. Slow and fast speeds. When the turntable is too slow, the record sounds like this.
A good many ladies in those days had mysterious maladies which baffled even the wisest physicians.
Before you send the machine to the agency, check the speed lever setting. When the turntable is too fast, the record sounds like this.
Hey, he gave a rapid order which was passed on by bells to the engine room. Full stop. The benevolence of engines ceased their throbbing. The men on the bridge squinted into the fog, listening. They heard nothing.
Before you send the machine back to the agency for repair, make sure the record is not a 16 RPM recording being played at 33. 2. Flat spot on the large friction drive wheel. Here is how a machine sounds when the friction drive wheel has developed a flat spot. A canal would run down the west side of the San Joaquin Valley to supply water for the rest of the state, tunneling through the Tehachapis to Los Angeles and to San Diego, 500 miles away. This is due to the machine being idle for a long time. Allow the machine to run for half an hour or so. If this does not clear up the trouble, return the machine to the agency. 3. Flat spot on rubber speed pulley. Only D machines have these pulleys. Here is how a machine sounds when the rubber speed pulley has a flat spot or groove in it.
It's primarily their task, with the United States taking the position of a friendly neighbor, helping but not attempting to take the direction of their effort.
Again, this is due to the machine being idle for a long time. Allow the machine to run for half an hour or so. If this does not clear up the trouble, return the machine to the agency. 4. When the speed lever is rubbing against the turntable,
she would be respectable and happy, and Emma admitted her to be the luckiest creature in the world to have created so steady and persevering an affection in such a man.
Return the machine to the agency for adjustment. G. Tube troubles. Here is how a player sounds when a tube is weak.
On the follow, and put the tidy little sum saved from its upkeep into improvements on the main valley thoroughfare.
Return the machine to your agency for repair. H. Record troubles. 1. Here is how the player sounds with a scratchy record.
Avoid muscle weakness. The protective foods are of equal importance. Last year, a case of beriberi was reported in a man on a reducing diet. Pellagra and other deficiency diseases have occurred when unbalanced diets have been followed for long periods.
Only by exercising great care can one avoid scratching the records. 2. Here is how the player sounds with a badly damaged record.
I show them to her next week, sitting on the terrace of the Edgewater Hotel with our soft drinks. She was very interested, as I thought she would be, and examined each of them quite closely.
Only by exercising great care can breaking records be avoided. 3. Here is how the player sounds when the needle jumps a groove. This may be due to an improper needle, or too much room vibration, or damaged record. To assure yourself that it's the record which is bad, and not the needle, try several other records with the same needle, and notice the difference. Chapter 4. Care of Records. Thousands of dollars are spent every year for the purchase of talking books. These records are made out of a vinyl plastic. Needless to say, they're not only expensive, but when part of a book is lost or mutilated for any reason, then that talking book must be taken out of circulation from 1 to 6 months. Therefore, it's imperative that the utmost care of records must be exercised. Records may be damaged by A. Dust. Dust accumulates on the records lying exposed, that is, out of their paper jackets. Please replace records into the paper jackets. Also, close the lid of the machine when through playing. B. Uncleanliness. Records are damaged by deposits of moisture, food, grease from the hands of the reader. Please handle the records cleanly and carefully. C. Carelessness. Careless control of the tone arm on the record causes needle scratch during placement and removal, or careless placement of the record on the spindle will scratch the records. D. Heat or dampness. Placing the records near a radiator, hot pipes, damp table, or damp shelf causes the records to warp. Please avoid those places. E. Accidents. Dropping the records on the ground or inadvertently sitting on them will cause damage. Please avoid any kind of abuse in handling records. F. Completion of records. Keep all the records in the container except the one which is playing on the machine. The finished records should be placed in the lid of the container. If a record is missing or badly damaged, tie a string on the strap on the outside of the container, which will alert the librarian to this book. Chapter 5. Packaging for Shipment. A. Carton. Please save the corrugated container in which the machine was delivered. It will be needed when you return the machine for repairs or for any other reason. The carton usually is packed with bottom and top pieces and four side liners. The internal packing should be stored in the empty carton. A folded piece of corrugated board is placed between the two halves of the machine to keep the turntable from being damaged during shipment. Save this board, too, for later use in reshipment. B. Packing instructions. Repacking instructions for shipment to the lending agency for repair. 1. Wind the power cord around the record stops or fold it in a compact bundle. 2. Tie the tone arm with a string to its rest to prevent movement. 3. Place a folded cardboard over the spindle on the turntable or use crumpled newspapers if the cardboard is not available. 4. Close and fasten the lid of the machine. 5. Place the bottom piece of cardboard in the bottom of the case, crumpled newspaper if the cardboard is not available. 6. Lower the machine into the carton. 7. Place the cardboard liners on the sides of the machine. Use crumpled newspapers if the side pieces are unavailable. 8. Place a cardboard on top of the carton or use crumpled newspapers. 9. Seal or tie the carton. C. Mailing. Talking book machines are carried by the United States Post Office Department at a special low postal rate of 1 cent per pound. Public Law 308, approved April 9, 1952, has defined the maximum weight and size limitations for talking book machines that the post office will accept, 70 pounds in weight and a combined total of 100 inches in girth and length. The End. Recorded in the Talking Book Studios of American Foundation for the Blind, Incorporated, December 1960. Instructional material, read by Alexander Scorby. The other side of this record contains the same material you've just listened to, recorded at a different speed.